You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Monday morning, we got some good news and some bad news to start the show today, Mahoney. What would you like first?
I feel like I know what the good news may be, so let's go with the bad news, Dave.
Bad news is 90% of people spend almost all of their time inside.
Dave, I said the bad news.
According to a new report, excuse me, I had those numbers backwards. A quarter of Americans admit they spend at least 21 hours a day indoors, so 90% of their time is spent indoors. Woo. That's only for a quarter of Americans. And you got to think, because a lot of people work outdoors, and, you know, kids are sometimes forced to go outside for recess and things like that. But still, 25% of people, 90% of their time inside.
Yeah.
The average person surveyed, 66% of their time inside.
I believe it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think. You spend 8 hours a day sleeping, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
Maybe six. Okay. Six to eight.
Yep.
And you're probably working 8 to 10 hours a day. So when you go home, you eat. I don't know. I think I spend about 90% of my time, unless I'm golfing,
indoors. I would say you spend far more than 90% of your time inside.
I would say the golf throws it off.
Yeah.
I mean, how many hours a week are there? I would say, what, maybe 24 times, what is it,
seven days a week?
Yeah. 24 times 7. So 168.
And if you golf once, that would be
4 hours.
Let's call it 5 hours.
Okay,
Call it 5 hours.
Okay.
Do I divide or do I times?
I think you would divide.
Ian, is it 0.05 that I times it by to figure it out?
I'm a producer, not a mathematician.
I think I times 0.05, 8% out.
8%?
Yeah.
8% outside?
So that's pretty close to still, that's over 90% inside.
Yeah.
And then you got to think that, you know, the other 2% may be in there. You're walking to and from your car and maybe doing, yesterday, you know, we were hanging out outside. We had a cigar. So,
from smoking a cigar, golfing.
Yeah.
But usually those cross over, you know, that Venn diagram is, those are usually laying on top of each other.
Yes. I wouldn't think that work would be counted into that, because you're kind of, you don't have a choice. You have to be inside.
No, not if people work outside.
A lot of people work outside,
Look at what's going on the 15, man.
Yeah.
Those guys are outside for
Saturday night. Mahoney and I were coming back from EDC.
How was that? The trash
we were rolling our balls off.
Everything was great.
Oh, yeah.
No, but there was guys out there working at 11 o'clock at night on the 15.
Man.
We were coming back from Toughen Up in Mesquite, and boy, the traffic to get into EDC. We were coming southbound, and so we were just like, past everyone.
EDC's just wrapping up
right now. There's still people milling around out of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway as we speak.
Yeah, because it's going to take them 17 hours to get home today. Oh. Because you combine that with the 15, the spaghetti bowl getting all jacked up, and then normal Monday morning rush hour traffic.
I guess really that should be the bad news, that if you're on 15 southbound this morning, it's going to be a hot mess. Let's get to the good news, shall we?
Okay.
What possible good news could we have to talk about on a Monday morning, Dave?
A little hockey game yesterday.
Huh.
We're going to the Stanley Cup final, baby! Yeah! Sylvia didn't see any of it. She was locked in the bathroom.
We debated on even letting her out of that bathroom. We may have to just put her back in for the entire duration.
Yeah.
I mean, not even just the days off. I'm talking like the full time.
Why would you want me like out?
That's just what you got to do.
Am I going to get fed?
Look at how well that it worked.
Think of how much weight you'll lose if you don't.
You were in there on Friday, they won. You were in there on Sunday, they won. We had one of those little like baby monitor cams set up, and she did get curious a couple of times, caught her drinking out of the toilet twice.
Yeah.
But other than that, she behaved and worked out really well.
Picky I am.
Only the finest artisanal toilet bowl water for me.
After the game, while Bill was interviewed, had a great answer to this question.
When you were a kid dreaming of playing in game one of the Stanley Cup final, what was that backyard rink like? Where was it? And who were you dreaming those dreams with?
You know, I had my Vegas Golden Knights shirt when I was a kid and then dreamt of the moment,
This is the end of the game yesterday.
Time winding down! The Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
It was a tough game, man. It was a tough series. Winnipeg is a hell of a team.
And I mean, kind of tough. 4-1.
Well,
we whooped dead ass.
Yeah, but all those games were really, really close.
Yeah, we whooped dead ass.
I mean, they're a good team. I'm trying to be gracious, Dave. So
we,
you know,
we whooped dead ass.
I mean, yes. We whooped that Winnipeg ass.
Yeah.
Yes, we did, Dave.
They didn't lead in any game with the exception of game number one,
yep,
which they obviously won.
Mm-hmm.
And then they scored first yesterday, and the Vegas Golden Knights answered back. Did they? No,
we scored first.
Did they go up 2-1?
No, they tied it up, and then we won 2-1.
Huh. So they didn't lead at all yesterday. So
no,
the only time they led the entire series was in that first game.
Yeah.
Tough series.
We like to score a lot first.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
So Stanley Cup Finals for the Vegas Golden Knights in their inaugural season. It's one of the best stories in sports ever.
It's unbelievable to see that this team of players who, you know, weren't protected by their original teams before the draft.
The best player on every other team, and then you put them together, and yet somehow they end up being one of the best teams.
The revisionist history that is going on right now.
Hockey fans. Well, of course they're going to the Stanley Cup. If you could just take a player from every team.
Yeah.
Shut up.
They're like, oh, the NHL has it rigged.
The referees are screwing over all the other teams for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Let's put together a team of guys who've never really played together, mm-hmm, especially as a whole team. You know, some of them know each other, but none of them have ever played together as a whole giant unit before. That's why the Vegas bookmakers, you know, like the odds makers,
they had it at 500-1
at one point. Yeah. Yes,
and then it was 300-1, and then it was 150-1. But still, those are crazy odds.
We were hanging out with one of our friends yesterday. He had a ticket for the Golden Knights. He bought on August 22nd,
150-1,
150-1, and he only bet $5.
Dang.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So Sylvia has a little bit of a conundrum right now. She just asked me, she's like, hey, there's this restaurant. Have you tried it out? Is it good? And I actually recommended it in Binges and Bites a couple of weeks ago. And she's like, is it worth it? And I'm like, why?
Worth it? That's a weird
way to... Well, I don't know, because I saw the prices and they look kind of pricey. So I was like, is the price is worth, is the food worth the price?
It wasn't, it's not ridiculous. I think you'd go in there and for dinner, I think it was like around $25 an entree.
I
which
feel
is
like that's
kind of normal
for most restaurants, I would say, that aren't, you know, a chain restaurant. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a local. It's a restaurant that's being run by former strip chefs who have been very successful.
Yeah. Oh, she's talking about Black Sheep over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is Drango in Warm Springs. And so I'm like, why do you ask? And then I went, you're going on a date, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a date type place.
Is it a date type place? Well,
I don't know. It's a little bit nicer restaurant.
It's not a Denny's.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you go to Chipotle for lunch, right? Or Roberto's or
PT's.
You know, yeah, sure. Like somewhere fast. This is a little bit
Panda
more
Express.
Romantic,
I like to get my
crab
rangoon that aren't crab rangoon.
That's right.
That's not romantic.
And so she said, no, it's not a date that I'm going on. I'm just going to lunch with a friend. And I said, is this friend a male? She said, yes. Is he single? And she said, I don't know, which was a lie.
Well, I mean, because he's like, I'm pretty sure he's dating.
Not
like he's on Tinder or Bumble.
If he's on Tinder or Bumble, then he is not exclusively dating anyone.
Match.com,
which
at
makes
one
him
point
single.
Yeah. He's looking to smash.
Yeah. And so Sylvia said, no, I don't think so. We're going to lunch as just friends.
Well, yeah, because we always go to Juan's Flaming Fajitas, and I am done. I don't want to go there for lunch anymore. So
you guys
trying to
regularly go out to lunch?
Not regularly. We haven't gone to lunch in maybe 2-3 months.
Since
you've been single.
Since you've been single. Now.
Now that you're single, of a sudden he's like, oh, hello, Sylvia. How would you like to have lunch?
No,
he knew that I was single. He never reached. Yes, he did.
Did he?
So I put the poll up, and you can text us at 73100, or you can vote at Dave Mahoney on Twitter. You always call us 702-791-1075, because Mahoney and I are of the belief that if you're a guy and you're going out to lunch with a girl
who's single,
and you're also single,
and you're not like good friends who hang out all the time. You know, you don't have family history.
I think unless there's something that's keeping you from.
I've known him for 8 years now.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I've known people for 25 years.
And
you
he
know
wants to sex him.
No, not me personally.
Not you personally. Yeah.
If I was a single man, yes. Single Mahoney.
Single Mahoney, different guy.
Bizarro Mahoney.
So here was the poll that I put up. Guys, if you were single and going out to lunch with a single girl, is it because A, trying to get laid, duh.
Mm-hmm.
B, we're just friends. Or C, just friends, unless ...
And that's what it is. It's the testing the water out there, you know?
If that's the case, then he's tested and he's failed.
And so far, 58% of people said trying to get laid,
duh.
42% said just friends, unless. And 0% said we're just friends.
Yeah.
we're not going out to lunch with anyone. In fact, I would say that guys are pretty deliberate when it comes to who they'll eat with.
Yeah.
For the most part. It's either because you're obligated to do it because it's like a family function and you have to.
Okay.
It's your significant other of, you know, years. You know, you've been with that person forever. It's your wife. It's your girlfriend. And you actually just enjoy eating with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you're trying to get laid. Or it's a business lunch and you're trying to get money out of somebody.
Yep.
Well, you know.
I don't like going to lunch to just talk, ever.
I don't mind it.
Catch
I don't
up. Like
it. Mahoney's more of a lunch talker than I.
But my thing is I go with people from work.
Yeah, you know, you so go with Bossy Rossi, who you
he forced
are trying
me.
To get, you're trying to get money out of and have sex
well,
with.
Well, yeah. I think it's the other way around.
Is that
He makes me pay, and that's, you know, it's...
Next thing the you know, advance you're in, has the, come, you're in so. The back seat of his Mazda 3, making regretful decisions. Or are they regretful?
Well, text us in. 73100.
Because maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're just being shallow, Mahoney. And ladies, if you're listening as well and have an opinion on this, would
love
to hear from you.
I'm pretty sure there are ladies that go out with guy friends for lunch. It's not like the worst thing
single
in the world.
Guys,
it doesn't mean anything.
But you actually,
it doesn't mean anything.
But somebody, our point is that we think you're being naive to think that this guy doesn't want to get in your pants.
100%. 100%.
Probably
that's
not.
Probably not. Let's ask Ian. So, okay, we're older. We're older than you. We're a little bit older than you.
A little bit. Same age as you guys.
Ian, you're a millennial.
Most 38-year-old guys hate 29-year-old chicks. Ugh. Yeah, younger women.
Wait, he's 38?
Yeah, or 37?
No, the guy that she's going out with.
Yeah.
No.
He's 100. Oh, so he's 38. Is he divorced?
He was engaged once.
Oh, he's trying to. Oh, yeah. He's 100%.
No.
Yes. How long ago was that? Do you know, Sylvia?
What?
His engagement.
Years ago.
Years ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And he's been on Tinder trolling ever since, and then finally Sylvia's
single.
He
wants
single.
To take a dip in Sylvia's swimming pool. That's what 561 says.
This is what it says. Watch Sylvia go out on a date with that guy who has made the news headlines recently for taking girls out to expensive dinner dates, then taking off and leaving the girl stuck with the bill.
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I got a text here on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100. 832 said that girl Sylvia trying to pull a wham bam. Thank you, Sam.
No. Mm-hmm.
702, 100% he wants to give her the D.
Oh my God, no.
And there's definitely guys out there that can go out to eat with a chick without trying to sex them up. They're called gay best friends.
He's not gay.
You need to put single in there.
Yeah.
Single.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gay.
Single. Because
there's plenty of guys that have boundaries that respect those boundaries, right?
Yeah.
Like Sylvia and Mahoney could easily go to lunch and it wouldn't be weird. However,
that'd be weird. I don't want to go to lunch with her.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to her.
The only
don't
time
look
we've
at
gone
me.
To lunch.
Stop looking at me.
She's always inadvertently playing footsie with you. Just quit it.
I know. Jesus.
Rein those things in.
I am
big
happily.
Ass feet.
Whatever.
Oh, Mahoney almost said married.
Ooh.
Did you catch that? I'm a happy.
It's top stories.
Vegas Golden Knights going to the Stanley Cup Finals. How exciting is this, man, for our city? It's one of the best stories in sports ever. If you can imagine, you know, you think about how long it took for, you know, any of the expansion NFL teams, the Carolina Panthers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, any of those teams to even sniff being decent teams after they had, you know, something very similar happen where they're brand new to the league for the very first year. To think if in year one, the Jacksonville Jaguars had gone to the Super Bowl, it's preposterous.
To think in year...
It never happens.
To think in year 26 or whatever it is, for them to go to the Super Bowl, you're like, it's a little ridiculous.
A little ridiculous.
I mean, you're just shocked when they make the playoffs half the time now, right?
But the Vegas Golden Knights in the first season ever going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Very, very excited about that. Here's some audio from the downtown Las Vegas Event Center as the game wrapped up yesterday. The reason it sounds like that is because Ian was recording it on his phone and it's so loud it's blowing out the speaker. It does sound like actual hell, doesn't it?
It sounds like there's a firestorm.
That's just a bunch of excited drunk people on a Sunday afternoon.
I think that's Hades.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's definitely hell.
Yeah. But really, really amazing, and it's been so fun to watch so far. And we don't know who we're going to be playing yet, so there's still a game to go in the Capitals and the Lightning game.
Washington wins today, and then they win again, so we get home ice advantage. You know, that would be huge. It plus gives us an extra few days to practice and rest. It'll be awesome.
So EDC is wrapping up right now. If you're going 15 southbound, sorry that you're stuck in it already. The traffic with the Spaghetti Bowl is a mess with all the construction going on. They did limit the closures this weekend, which I thought was pretty cool of them to try to ease it a little bit. And Mahoney and I went up to Mesquite on Saturday to call the Tough Enough fights, and it was actually a breeze getting up there. It was pretty smooth. And then coming back, also very smooth, but huge crowd going in Saturday. Now, we were coming back at about 10:45, 11 o'clock is when we were rolling past, and there was all the fireworks going off, and there were some people slowing down, going southbound just to kind of look and see at the
rubbernecking,
the spectacle that was going on.
Yeah.
Getting in looked like it was a nightmare, but overall, from what we've heard, pretty smooth EDC once again. And the fact they did it a few weeks earlier this year to try to avoid the devastating heat.
Yeah.
Great weekend.
Especially at night.
Yep.
I mean, we saw traffic. It was bumper to bumper from the Speedway all the way to Craig.
To Craig, yeah.
And then whatever that other side road is that they opened up, because they had closed a couple of them off.
Yeah.
Leading up, the first one they had open, it was another like 3 miles of cars going down there.
Nothing but headlights.
That looks like Hades to me. Like,
just sitting in traffic to go stand in a crowd in the middle of a field in the Speedway.
And then hang out with not my scene, but you know.
Las Vegas police made 33 arrests during the first night of the weekend-long EDC. We don't know exactly how many arrests in total, but at least from day one we have the numbers in.
Uh-huh. Probably similar, I would imagine.
29 of them were narcotics-related arrests.
What were they?
Narcotics-related arrests.
What?
Narcotics-related.
So four people got arrested for something other than drugs.
Okay.
A total of four people when there's like 300,000 people out there.
That's not bad.
That's insane.
Narcotics. Is that like the whale, the gnar whale?
The gnar whale.
It's got a horn coming out of the ecstasy.
No, that's how you get arrested, by having a narcotic around.
Why is that word so hard for you to say?
No.
It's a narcotic. Narc? Never mind.
I know what you're saying.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
You can call the voicemail anytime and leave us a message at 702-889-7352. Here's the first one of the morning.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What up, bitch-ass hoes and beautiful Zillia.
Oh, shit.
Message deleted.
Oh, that was Ivan the Blind Mexican, and somebody must have told him that we won. very excited that the Vegas Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup Finals. He has been riding along with the Vegas Golden Knights since the first puck drop, man. He is a huge sports fan, and now that we have a home team, Ivan's thrilled, just like the rest of us, but I don't think anyone is more excited than Ivan.
You going to take him to one of the Stanley Cup Finals games, Dave?
Am I? Yeah. No, I thought you said, don't you have the Hyde suite there?
Oh, do I.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
Really?
All of us were sitting around yesterday, and you may have had a similar conversation. We're like, man, we got to spring for tickets to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then we're like, I think everyone's saying that, which means it's going to be really expensive.
We're going to have to pay.
Probably.
Because I had a friend that got tickets to the game on Wednesday of last week for $200 a piece.
Don't tell them how they did it, though.
Well, I mean, it's
don't,
not.
Don't put it out on the radio, Dave.
Oh, my God.
He just did something.
He did something. He beat up a drifter and took his tickets.
He did.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I mean, he waited, you know, until kind of the last minute. Then he tried to buy tickets to the game, and it worked for him. I don't think that's going to be the case with the Stanley Cup Finals.
No.
Yeah. You're just going to have to shell out if you want to go. What do you think
really
the cheapest seats are going to go for? Like, what, $750 each?
Yeah. Like, for upper deck?
Like upper deck?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, not going to eat for
Sylvia, can
months?
I borrow some money from your new boyfriend?
Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday to you. Ian, you're doing a great job so far this week. Keep up the great work. And Sylvia, I don't know how David Mahoney could even look at you right now. Really? Really, Sylvia?
Message deleted.
Is there something you need to tell us?
I don't know. What did I do?
And also, what kind of great work has Ian done so far this
week? Yeah, we're 57 minutes into the show.
I mean, I love Ian, and he does a great job, but like this week, we really haven't done anything.
We just started.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he always does a good job every week.
A good week every job?
Good week every job.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Woo! Golden Knights, baby! Yeah! Woo!
Message deleted.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Big deal. The MGM resorts here in Las Vegas are going to start phasing out plastic straws. They say they use 250,000 straws per day. 100 Wow. million straws per year at the MGM properties.
That's a lot of straws.
They say that it takes a couple hundred years for a straw to break down naturally. And they're bad for the environment, so they're going to start phasing them out. Just curious how.
Have you seen those straws where it's like made out of bread?
I've seen the glass straws.
There's glass straws.
There was a lady that actually brought her own glass straw with her to an event that I was at recently. I thought that was weird.
I've seen those like on Facebook and all
They've
that.
Got paper straws, but again, you're killing trees, but they break down better.
Break down a lot faster, yeah.
Or you could just drink out of a glass like a normal human being.
Company says that guests can still ask for straws, but they will not be given them without request. So the concept is to phase out straws upon request through the resorts, including nightclubs, restaurants, and entertainment venues that are operated by the resort. Straws will be available for to-go cups and frozen beverages.
This reminds me of like when a lot of fast food places stopped giving you napkins. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you had to like specifically ask. It's like, no, you know, I'm ordering a bag full of greasy ass fries. Chances are gonna need a napkin. But the amount of money that it saved a lot of the places is unbelievable. Because again, I made this comment last week when I went to got me some tacos on a late night, and they stopped making it rain taco packets.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they
count them out to the T now.
Yeah, you used to go to Taco Bell, you're like, hot sauce. You get one taco.
Yeah.
You have to like sift through the packets of hot sauce to find your taco food. Yeah.
But it was so good because you always had a drawer full of taco sauce. Yes. And you knew that like, man, that was like cherished. I don't know why I always saved all those. I still got a taco sauce drawer now.
Does it go bad after time? I don't know.
I don't think it does because it's like vinegar. Isn't it already basically just...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
But, hot take, I don't like straws. I've never liked straws. I think straws are stupid. I don't drink out of straws.
I do like a straw, though.
For what?
I like straws.
If I'm being honest.
For what? To drink your soda pop with?
Like iced tea?
Yes.
Like iced tea, soda?
No, I just drink it out of a cup. What are you, a child who drinks out of a straw
as
a grown man?
Maybe because, like, I feel like it's dirty.
I don't drink.
The cup?
Yeah, even though it's not dirty.
No.
No, there's a difference, Dave. I drink hard alcohol out of glasses. Don't use straws with that. But soft drinks with a straw.
Why?
It just depends.
I don't like the ice at my teeth.
What?
Are your teeth sensitive?
They to cold. They are very, very much.
Oh,
so.
See, that sucks. I don't blame you.
Mahoney has emotional teeth.
No, Dave. They're emotionless. That's why they're cold.
So a new Starbucks policy. This sounds great. No purchase needed to hang out in the cafe. Obviously, all the stuff going on with Starbucks, a lot of bad press recently. And so they're changing their policy. So you no longer have to purchase anything in order to hang out at Starbucks, which means that, you know, if anyone wants to walk in there and hang out all day, there's nothing that they're going to do about it.
And you don't, like people like you and me, most people listening today, pretty regular, not going to do that. But people are going to set up shop in there and then
homeless people are going to walk in there and just set up shop. If I was homeless, I'd do it.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Hell yes.
It's a dumb policy that's reacting to something that shouldn't have happened, but... You know, you've got, 16,000 stores or something like that here in the United States? Maybe more? I don't know exactly.
16,000 on Jones Boulevard alone, yeah.
Seems about right. Oof. They're going to become beacons of, like, homelessness. They are. And not that homelessness isn't a problem, because it is. I just don't want to have to deal with it when I'm at Starbucks trying to get a coffee.
I mean, I almost never go into Starbucks ever anyhow now.
Yeah. It's just all through the drive-thru.
Never going to go in to a Starbucks. Yeah. Mostly just because I don't want to be involved in whatever drama is going on. It's so pathetic that this has become like this huge national story that everyone gets all upset about on social media and everyone's just screaming at each other. And then it turns into a giant corporate overreaction, probably, where they come out and they state that you don't have to buy anything to hang out there, which is basically just an invitation for anyone to come in there and set up shop all day. I mean, if you want to save money for your business, why not just go to Starbucks every day and just do all of your business there?
All of it.
Yeah. You don't have to buy anything anymore.
Who
just go ahead and set up shop.
It's really dumb.
See, I always think about like students. Like if they just, I mean, they'll go in there and use a Wi-Fi and do work.
It's part of the agreement, though. You go into a store and you hang out there and you buy
something. It's not a public library.
Right. That's the agreement for not just Starbucks, any store.
Yeah.
Don't be racist and kick out people because of their skin color.
Right.
Stop that. But hey,
what are they? It took them what, like 2 minutes to call the cops or something on those people in Philadelphia.
It was something stupid.
It's ridiculous.
But again, for me, looking back to my single days, Dave, mm-hmm. I always thought Starbucks was a nice neutral meeting ground
Sylvia,
to start things off.
With one of these lunch dates where you're going to bone the guy, would you go to Starbucks?
Probably.
Yeah.
But would you?
No, we're not going to bone.
Mm-hmm.
We're not.
That's not what he thinks. We're just telling you what he thinks. We're not judging you. There's no judgment.
No, I know
here.
You're not judging
you,
me. But
we're telling you what you think. We're telling you what the guy thinks.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that if that were the case, he would have done it a long time ago, or at least try.
Nah. He's
been
one
like
of these guys.
8 years. No,
he's
no,
one
no,
of the
no,
guys
no.
who will not pull the trigger on something like that. He's waiting for you to make the move. He's just hoping to be around,
but
be
then,
the
like,
nice
wouldn't
guy.
Wouldn't you think that like your patience is going to run out after like 8,
no,
9 years?
No, because he's doing it with 18 other women as well.
If he was barking up just your tree for 8 or 9 years, yes. But I mean, you told us he was on Tinder and Bumble and all that other stuff. Like,
yep.
He's out there playing the field. 702 said, let's be real here, though. Unless you look like Jason Momoa or what Jason Mahoney looked like 10 years ago, you really ain't got no chance with Sylvia. She has a type, dirty but handsome. And then another one here. Sylvia is the Marc-Andre Fleury of dating. She's not going to let anyone score.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
702-791-1075, or you can text us 73100. Kevin joining us from Henderson. What's up, man?
Hey, so dad joke. There's two fish swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm.
One hits a piece of concrete, looks at the other, and says, damn.
Yes. Thank you for the call today, man.
That's dumb.
You're such a hater, man.
I know.
We got some good ones coming in here.
I got one.
Where does an extension cord go shopping?
Oh, where?
At the outlet mall.
Listen, what do you get when you cross a dinosaur and a pig?
What?
Jurassic pork.
Oh, wow.
Did you hear about the guy who got his whole left side chopped off?
No.
He's all right now.
That one got a little chuckle out of Mahoney. Yay, that was good.
That was a scoff. Blowing through the nose.
Is that a scoff?
Andy said, if you see a robbery at an Apple store, does that make you an eyewitness?
That's weird. What kind of pants does Super Mario buy?
Mm.
Denim.
It's old. That's old.
It doesn't matter. It's still
good. It does matter.
It's still good.
Come up with new ones.
It's still good.
Why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
In case he got a hole in one?
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
So it was playing doctor in 2018. You go see him. They give you the wrong stuff, and then you get basically
a bunch of opioids.
Yeah, then you're bankrupt because you can't afford to pay the bills. Is that what? I feel like that's what doctor in 2018 is all about.
Jill sent this one over. Why did the blind man fall into the well?
Why?
He didn't see that well.
Have you guys heard about the new movie coming out called Constipation?
I have none.
No.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet.
I can't understand why people are so bothered about me not knowing what the word apocalypse means. It's not like it's the end of the world. No?
That's bad.
No,
you gotta work on your delivery.
No, it was good.
You gotta work on your delivery.
No, it was good.
You gotta work on your delivery.
Why do seagulls fly by the sea?
Why is that, Dave?
Because if they flew by the bay, they'd be called bagels.
Oh, wow.
Hungry now.
All right.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know.
Why?
Because they're really good at it.
That's so stupid. To the man in the wheelchair that stole my camouflage jacket, you can hide, but you can't run.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's bad jokes. Dad jokes.
I'm just a crazy dad.
Oh, man, you guys are funny. You can you can text over your bad jokes and dad jokes to 73100. This one came in from 702. You're an American when you go into the bathroom, and you're an American when you come out of the bathroom. But do you know what you are when you're in there?
What?
European.
Nah, that's dumb.
Come on, man.
That's an old one.
That is a great one.
It doesn't matter if they're old. I've never heard it before. Yeah. I've heard that.
Get out of here. My grandfather has the heart of a lion. And a lifetime ban from the Denver Zoo.
That's funny.
I tell you a steak, but they're... Never mind. You know what? No.
God, you were awful at this.
It was, I tell you a steak joke, but they're never well done. Never mind. That was my favorite one. I blew it. Dang it. What?
Why would you do this? That's why I don't like this segment, Dave.
Because why? Because Sophie screws it up.
Because it's awful.
It's my favorite one.
How does a train eat?
How?
It goes, choo, choo.
What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle?
What's that?
A tire.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, look here. It's the Redneck Report.
All right. First up today in the Redneck Report, security cameras were rolling in lovely Florida when a couple of people, yes, I said a couple of people, Jeffrey Robert Sable, 50 years old, and Santa Maria Walters, is her real first name Santa?
Santa Maria.
32, stole a Rascal shopping cart from a Walmart located in Florida and proceeded to drive it directly to a bar.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. After the theft, the cart was spotted outside Jimmy's Sports Bar in Largo. Officer found the couple in the bar drinking. They admitted to taking the cart, arrested on charges of grand theft. So local officials found Jared Thompson, 24, with lacerations on the left side of his face when they arrived at his home Wednesday, and even noted that the belongings and furniture were tossed in the living room. The man claimed that his 31-year-old girlfriend, Christy Misty Mudd.
Misty Mudd.
That is the either that is that her real name that's or is her, that her porn name?
That's her real name.
Christy Misty Mudd.
I'm Christy Misty Mudd.
Don't ask what kind of films I shoot.
Attacked him and destroyed the residence. He claimed that his girlfriend was mad at him because, quote, he refused to cuddle because it was hot. It was 88 degrees at the time of the arrest.
Mudd
denied the allegations and said to have had the distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage coming off her breath. She was arrested for domestic battery.
I mean, I love that you love me so much that you want to cuddle all the time, but it's Florida, it's humid, and it's 88 degrees, which means under the covers, it's roughly the temperature of the sun.
Cuddling sucks.
Nothing good comes from cuddling.
Sylvia, as a woman, do you like cuddling?
I like cuddling.
Cuddling's
like on
awful.
The couch.
On the couch,
on
sure.
The couch.
Of course it can lead
but
to
in
stuff.
Bed. Like, if it was, like, I want to go back to the 1950s. I want to go straight up Donna Reed in this bitch. I
separate
want
beds.
Separate beds. Yeah.
Separate twin beds.
Separate bedrooms. How about that? If you had enough money, would you do it?
I mean, we got a guest bedroom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I like sleeping in the same room.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like right now we have, like, the way that, you know, we've got a king-size bed, but, like... It's got a my we have like a pillow in between us.
That is the wall.
It's the wall.
Did you make her pay for it?
It's still being built.
It's still being built.
Half. You know, there's some rivers in there.
Okay.
James Denson is a convicted felon. He's not allowed to own a rifle or any type of gun. The police said that the 61-year-old called the cops though to report that his son had stolen his .22 caliber rifle from his bedroom.
Ooh.
When the son was questioned, he told police that his father was lying and tried to have him falsely arrested. That's when Denson was told that he's a convicted felon. You're not allowed to own a gun or firearm of any type. And he changed his story and said that he didn't actually possess the gun.
Uh-huh.
He said that he also took the possession of the rifle when he discovered that kids were playing with it. So he was just trying to help out.
These kids playing with the .22, I don't know. I was just trying to do the right thing. And hold on to it.
A naked Florida man was tased and arrested after being spotted in a neighborhood Thursday evening.
Yeah.
A 63-year-old by the name of John Joseph Musso faces charges for loitering and prowling, lewd behavior, resisting an officer without violence, and exposure of his junk. A resident called police and reported a naked man with a on his front porch.
Ooh.
Which just seems.
Okay.
Wow. So he had one of those security cameras, like a Ring security camera. You're like, is that a dude with a my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call the cops.
Did the motion set it off, or did he actually ring the doorbell with it?
Ding dong.
That's why they call it a ding dong. That's why it makes that sound.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
Of course, the thing that everyone here in Las Vegas is talking about today is the fact that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final.
Where was our horn, Dave?
The party
seriously.
Horn? Yeah. I had some other audio queued up, and that was the goals being scored from the Golden Knights radio network.
Too good for the party horn?
We'll get to the party horn in a second, but first.
Englund feeds Tuck, tipped into the right corner. Hellebuck plays it back up the boards. Comes off the glass partition, pops out in front. Tuck shoots and scores! Alex Tuck! And the Knights lead 1-0, 5 minutes into game five.
They scored another goal. It sounded like this.
Nosek banks at left point. Spees at the lefty. Shuffles left. He shoots. Scores! Off the pipe and in. Lucas Spezza with Ryan Reeves parked in front. And the Knights take a 2-1 lead.
And the end of the game, a little bit like this.
Time winding down. 227 days after their first regular season game in franchise history. The Vegas Golden Knights are headed to the Stanley Cup Final.
Just unbelievable, you know, the last couple of games, I went out on Friday night, and it was like 6 o'clock, while the game was going on, I was listening to it on the radio, and I was following along on my app, and I'm like, keeping up with it. I go into Trader Joe's, and Trader Joe's down there in, like, on Eastern and Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like near St. Rose, always packed. There was like 6 people in there total.
Didn't you say they had the audio from the game on the PA?
And they had the game the store, but there was nobody in there. It was like a ghost town. I'm curious.
Meanwhile, every single bar and houses and people are watching at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, even though it's a home game on Friday, it's just awesome stuff. Outside of the T-Mobile Arena, that was packed last night. I mean, just a great time all the way around.
I really hope it's Washington. I think they're a bigger media market. We got the East Coast, West Coast thing going on in the finals. I just, I think that there's going to be so many people who necessarily aren't Golden Knights fans who are going to be watching because it is history that is being made.
Well, not according to my salty cousin who's listening via the stream on the radio.com app in Chicago today. He's like, this never happens. Well, the second year in the league, the Carolina Panthers lost to the Packers in the NFC Championship game. That's not the same.
Not even close.
Not the same.
That's the second year
in the league and losing in the NFC Championship game. We're talking about a year one team making it to the equivalent of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I would say getting to the Stanley Cup is harder than getting to the Super Bowl because you have to win 12 games to get there.
And then he brought up the 1950s Cleveland Browns, as if sports in the 1950s are even close to what they are today.
Yeah.
Right? So the Browns had won 4 championships in the AAFC and then came into the NFL and they won a championship. It's not the same. 1950s football and 2018 hockey, is awesome in 2018.
Why is he trying to crap?
Because he's a fan of the Blackhawks and just Chicago sports in general.
The Blackhawks have won plenty of Stanley Cups.
The Blackhawks suck this year.
But I like that he's comparing. Jason. He's comparing from something like that happened in the 50s.
Yeah. You weren't even alive.
You weren't alive.
Your parents weren't alive.
Yeah. So anyway, Vegas Golden Knights. Go to Stanley Cup. Yeah. We're awesome. You're not. Suck it, Jason.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
So I didn't know that this was possible, but Hasbro has trademarked the smell of Play-Doh.
I love the smell of Play-Doh.
Can you trademark a smell?
I didn't know you could trademark a smell.
Oh, I guess you can.
They trademarked the scent, which Hasbro formally described as a unique, sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance with a slight overtone of cherry.
Oh.
And the natural smell of salted wheat-based dough. That makes the Play-Doh brand one of the few active and certainly most famous scent trademarks in the country.
I mean, I do love the smell of Play-Doh.
So
I didn't think it had all those scents.
Is Play-Doh bad to eat as a kid?
Is it bad to eat?
Because my daughter will have Play-Doh, and I'll just see her like take a little piece and she'll be like, I'm like,
is it like eating glue?
It's better than eating glue.
Okay.
Did you eat a lot of glue?
I didn't eat glue.
You sure?
What, would you eat paste?
I don't think we never had paste. I might have had the glue stick.
Oh, you said?
Oh, God. Gross.
What is the matter with you?
Even worse.
It was pink.
So you can trademark a smell now. So I'm not saying that, like, I'm going to do it, but, like, could you literally trademark a fart?
Everyone has their own brand, right? Yeah. You're like, no. You're not allowed to encroach. That is my brand.
You owe me $5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I'll say I'm surprised with how big of a party the downtown Las Vegas Event Center has become for the viewing parties for the Vegas Golden Knights games, even the ones that are here in town. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would think that with all the places to see, it would be hard for anywhere to get a couple of thousand people around, with the exception of the T-Mobile Arena and maybe directly outside of it. Mm-hmm. But the downtown Las Vegas Event Center has become quite the party.
It's such a good venue, though.
It's a great venue.
You've got a 70-inch screen, Dave.
And plus, like, the weather.
It's more than 70
foot.
Yeah, it's more than 70 inches.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not good at gauging sizes.
No, it's average.
Yeah, it's average size.
But the weather was
slightly
perfect.
Bigger than average.
Yeah,
great weekend to watch the game outside.
Why not?
Well, Ian has been heading down to the downtown Las Vegas Event Center and around Fremont Street to talk to people about the Vegas Golden Knights, because everyone, right, is excited about the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it. It's on everyone's mind. And you caught up with a couple of different people this weekend that were rather interesting.
Yes. So in this first clip here, I speak with a Metro police officer. And then I also speak to one of my former mascots, Bunny. Now, what I did is I took three signs down to the downtown Las Vegas Event Center and around Fremont. One said Marchessault. The other said Fleury. And then the other said penis.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Can I ask you just to pronounce this for me? A couple of words.
Let's go.
What does that say?
Let's see. That is Laurel, not Yanny. That's Laurel.
Okay, what's the next one?
Penis.
Happy EDC weekend. How's it going?
It's EDC weekend. My tail don't smell like your LSD, so horrible.
Do you dread this weekend?
Yes. And next weekend's punk rock bowling. Yay!
I didn't picture you as a big Rise Against fan.
No.
All right. Well, are you a hockey fan?
Yes, go Winnipeg.
Hey, I got some words here. I just want to see if you can pronounce them or not, okay? All right, here's the first one.
Flurry.
All right, word number two.
Narsha chest salt.
Narsha chest salt. Okay. Last one, Bunny.
Oh, that's a lifestyle choice. Penis.
Was that the cop that you got to say penis first?
Yep.
That's my favorite.
Oh, it's awesome.
I like how Vegas cops have just, like, seen it all. There's nothing that's going to happen to them. It's going to rattle them. They're like, well, whatever.
And they adore the show, too, by the way.
We love Metro.
Yeah, they are great.
They have been nothing but cool to us over the years, and they could have locked us up way more times than they have. So thank you to all the fine Metro police officers. All right, and finally, one final one here.
Now, this was on Fremont, actually. I noticed this ass from all the way down Fremont. This is a girl named Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bigger girl.
Okay. Oh, Kylie Jenner?
No.
She's a bigger girl.
It's Kylie from Fremont. Actually, very big girl.
Yeah.
Very big girl.
Large bosoms.
Very large bosoms. A very large rear as well. And yeah, she was twerking it for some money.
She is a mascot down there on Fremont.
One of the street performers, if you will.
Okay.
And
now,
just to give you a visual, she's wearing kind of like a white V-neck shirt, and she has got just straight up areola popping out.
Oh, right out there.
Just weird.
If you had to guess at how big those are.
Oh, man. Is
FG.
Yeah, like, is there a triple H?
Yeah.
There's an H.
Triple H.
Hi, Kylie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You got a lot to show.
I was shaking that booty. Thank you. I'm a little blessed.
So how's the day going so far?
Oh, it's going wonderful. You know, it's just a perfect Sunday morning. Just out here dancing.
Did you go to church in that outfit this morning?
Oh, not this morning. No, not this morning.
All right, now are you a hockey fan? I have a couple of names here. I just want to see if you can pronounce them.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Flurry.
All right, one for one. How about this one?
Marchessault.
Wow, and I kind of grazed your boob there also. I'm sorry about that.
It was really hard.
Last one, what do you think this says?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
This song is about daytime lovemaking.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah.
I told you that. Type.
That version is so much better than the original. I mean, Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd just putting it down.
So the reason we're playing Afternoon Delight is because Sylvia is going to go to lunch and sex them.
No.
She's going to lunch with a former coworker that she admits that she used to have a crush on.
No, Dave. You're saying she's going to have sex with him, and that is categorically incorrect. He wants to have sex with her, and that's why he has wanted to go on the lunch date. That she is a paragon of virtue. He is a guy, and
just
as
a
we
normal
know,
dirtbag guy.
Yeah, yeah, what all of us do, and this is what we're trying to tell Sylvia this morning is that
it's not just an innocent lunch.
Or we've had lunch before.
Yeah, but he's just trying to plant the seeds. That's what guys do.
Are you eating right now?
She is.
What are you eating?
It's a granola cup from Nature Valley.
Don't want to fill up too much before the big lunch?
It's not even today. Oh. I don't even know when it is.
Oh. But already you're scouting out places to go, huh? She's asking you about a restaurant?
No, because we always go to Juan's Flaming Fajitas, and I'm like, dude, we can't always go.
This time you want something a bit more romantic.
Juan's Flaming Fajitas is great.
I know, it's great, but we go every single time.
How often are you going to lunch with this guy?
I mean, not often, but every time we
do. You say every single time?
Well, every time we go, every time that we go to lunch, it's always Juan's Flaming Fajitas.
Guess how many times that you've been? Ballpark it.
Since I've known
Total,
him?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of times. I don't know.
100? 10? Like, what? Define it.
20, I guess.
20, all right.
Sure, 20.
When's the last time you went to lunch with him?
Back in January.
So back when you were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And now you're single, free as a bird, as they say.
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm. He knew I was in a relationship, and my boyfriend knew.
Now that's what
now
guys
he knows
do.
That you're not in a relationship.
See, no, this is see. Here's what guys do.
Oh, God.
Like they're just keeping it top of mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, let's go have lunch. Yeah, it'll be great to catch up. It'll be so fun to talk to you. It doesn't matter that you're in a relationship.
You're not
in a relationship.
What's new with you?
No, he's known that I have.
That's what guys do, Sylvia.
No, but he's known that I've been like broken up for 2 months.
And that's why.
And he's not like texting me every single day.
He's a dirtbag.
No, he's not.
We're not saying that at all.
He's just thirsty. He's a guy.
That is what we are saying. And if you want to weigh in on the Centennial Toyota text line, 73100, we're just telling you how it is because this is what we have done in years past as guys. All of us here, we all have the same collective experience when it comes to these sort of things.
I posted it up on Twitter just as a poll. Yeah. I said, guys, if you were single and you went out to lunch with a single girl, it is because A, you're trying to get laid, duh. B, we're just friends. Or C, just friends unless ...
And so this has been up for what, about 2 hours now?
A couple hours, yeah.
Okay.
49% said trying to get laid, duh.
Uh-huh.
46% just friends unless.
Uh-huh.
And 5% we're just friends. Five.
And that 5%
are
lying.
Sure he's
They're
a 5%.
No.
He's a
5%.
So be honest. If you said, which we're not saying that you would, but if you said this at lunch, if you're like, you have a margarita at Juan's Flamin' Fajitas, and we know how you get when you have a margarita, and you're like, you know what? I feel like we should just go, you know, have some alone time right now, and let's go get a room at Red Rock. What do you think he would say to that?
I mean, as a guy, but...
So you got that's what we're saying.
But I'm just saying, like...
That's what
we're
guys,
just friends.
No, you
we're
are
just
not just
friends.
Friends hang out on a regular basis, for first and foremost. And, like, that like he is a guy who would love to be in a relationship with you and or have some sort of relations with you. That is what he is doing.
I don't want to, like, look at him differently now.
But it's, you don't look at him differently. We're just telling you the truth.
Okay, but...
Just coming in on the Centennial Toyota text line, I'm a woman, and I'd say that he wants to be a friend unless... ... Another one. Sounds like Dave and Mahoney are trying to C-block this guy.
No, we're not.
No, we don't care. We want Sylvia to have a good
time.
Yeah,
we have no problems with her. We're just telling, like, the issue that we're coming to, that the head that we're coming to, is that she doesn't think that this guy is like... every other guy on the planet, because every other guy, even, you know, it's like when you were courting your wife and I was courting my girlfriend, and you know, you go through these sorts of things. I was straight up. I'm like, I don't want to be platonic friends. Like this is, we're going to skip that phase. I'm not going to, you know, jump around on that, because in years past when I was younger, not as confident, you would do this. You would plant those seeds and you would try to wait, and you're a nice guy, and then maybe she'll see how nice I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
that's, I don't have time to waste like that.
He's never given me like the vibe that he's like, oh, hey, Sylvie, what's going on?
Because that's not how his game is being played. There are different
then
levels
to his game.
His game
isn't very good.
No, it's not.
He's going to trick you.
He's not going to trick me.
Here's a question from 310 that just came in. Why would anyone want to be just friends with Sylvia?
I mean... okay.
Like, are you going? Are you going hiking on the weekends? Or is he a guy you go to a movie with? Is he you're going shopping with? Like, it's a weird dynamic when two single people like that, and if you're both like relatively decent looking, there isn't something there at some point. You know, it's just that is human nature. We are stupid monkeys that are programmed biologically to want to reproduce. And that is what the striving goal of every single thing that we do in life is.
Do you find him attractive?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Then why did you go? No.
Oh, Dave, we're getting called out.
We're going to call
it out. Uh-oh. We got a call from 591 or a text from 591 on the Centennial Toyota text line. Stop snitching us guys out. It's guy code. Women don't need to know our secrets.
Bro, this isn't a secret.
Well, it's not really a secret.
We're all thirsty and trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Way to rip back the curtain, Dave Mahoney.
Well, we are giving away some of the planting the seeds and, you know, being the nice. I'm tired of nice guys because guys who think they're nice aren't really nice guys. They're just betas who won't go after what they really want. That's what it is. Like, you got to be upfront and about what you want. Otherwise, you're going to get passed over. And that's what's happening.
This one comes from 973. Hey, Sylvia, do you know the difference between a Caesar salad and sex?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say no.
Oh, no.
Let's go to lunch. Be honest. Are you going to shave your legs before this lunch?
I mean, I shave them regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hair on my legs.
It's not about Dave. It's not about her. It's about him.
Oh, he's supposed to shave his legs?
They are very hairy.
You've seen his legs? Oh.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Coming in on the Centennial Toyota text line. Sylvia, tell them to shut up. Your friend is your friend. We're not saying that Sylvia can't think of this guy as a friend and just be friends with him. We're just saying that she shouldn't trick herself into thinking that his intentions are anything other than, let's get it on.
Okay, if that were the case, then he hasn't done anything. He's super respectful.
No, it doesn't mean he's not a nice guy.
No.
Right.
He's not. Or we're not saying that at all, because there's plenty of guys who have the nice guy shtick that they try to play out for years.
Oh, you're in a relationship? Cool. Let's go to lunch. You're not in a relationship? Cool. Let's go to lunch. No pressure.
Like, that's weird. If you're not like somebody who you've known for, you know, like your whole life or you grew up with, it's a former coworker or somebody you used to work with who you kind of go to lunch with occasionally.
He's also a friend.
Yeah, but do you call him and get advice on stuff?
No.
Then he's not a friend. He's guy you know.
I can honestly say that I am not friends with a whole lot of girls outside of just like the bubble that I'm in, right?
Yeah.
Because it would be weird. Because if I'm just being honest, all of the girls that I've pursued over the years, it's because I was interested in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why. 100%. 100. Every woman that I ever have, when I was single, if we went out to lunch or dinner or
it's because
drinks,
you wanted to get it on.
100,000%.
You were interested in them.
Unless it was a business meeting.
Right.
But,
and even some of those business meetings, you know.
How did you put out the vibes? Were you flirtatious? Were you?
You read the room. You know, you see what's going on. And that's one of those things. Like, I think when I was younger, I was much shyer and wasn't really able to put out what I wanted. And as I got older, you stop that barrier stopped down for me. So I stopped saying, like, I'm not here to be friends. Like, if you're interested in me, cool. If not, like, we go our own ways. I just don't want to waste anybody's time. But some guys are more than happy than to continue to just plant those
seeds. It's the slow game.
Yes, it's the slow roll. And guys who usually aren't, I would say, that either interesting or guys who aren't really that outgoing, or that's the move that they go to. Yeah. That is, because it works, but it's just a long-term game that you got to play.
So are you saying that this guy's unattractive?
I'm not saying he's unattractive. He's not an ugly guy, but
you're not attracted to him?
No, because I see him a friend.
That would make him unattractive.
God dang it. I'm just digging myself into a grave.
Well, she's saying she's not attracted to him. There's a difference.
Yeah, he's not an ugly.
I'm a very attracted man.
What?
Attractive?
Wait, did I say I'm attracted to men?
You're very attracted to men?
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dipsy or toddler?
All right, Mario is joining us from Northwest Las Vegas. What's up, Mario? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good this morning. How about you guys?
Good. So you have a little bit of experience with both children and drunk people, yeah?
Yeah, I have three kids, 9 years old, 3 years old, and 8 months old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then I used to be a promoter for a strip club for 5 years, so I was literally in charge of sending drunk people to the club all night. So, yeah, a little bit of experience with both.
And then just one quick thing real quick. That dude with we were talking about earlier with Sylvia, he's trying to smash, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You can pretty much assume that if a guy is talking to a girl for more than about 45 seconds, he wants to smash. That's pretty much just a universal fact.
We're all the same, and we're all lame, and that's just unfortunately how it is.
Yes.
All
it's
right.
It's an accepted fact.
Mario, let's get to it. If you get three or more correct, you get tickets to go see Blink 182 this weekend over at the Pearl inside the Palms. Good luck to you. And by the way, I don't know if you saw the Palms just did their grand reopening. It is looking awesome over
that
there.
That shark thing in the bar? Yeah. That thing looks awesome as hell.
Come a long way. All right, Mahoney, take it away.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Lush is a dog. I just remembered bottles make money. Can openers make money. Whatever.
Tipsy or toddler?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's go with tipsy.
Tipsy is
incorrect. I was a toddler. Okay. Let's have a listen.
Lush is a dog. I just remember. Bottles make money. Can openers make money? Whatever.
To be fair, that toddler does work in a strip club, so you're off, but not totally off.
Are they homeless? Like, what are they doing? Are they collecting bottles? What the hell's going on with that kid?
Bottles make money, man. Can openers make money? Whatever. Sylvia, take it away.
All right. Hey, Ashes, yes, just rig. You got that right. I'm just fissing to fight. Nas, why they... Gimma propus.
Tipsy or toddler?
I think toddlers know more English words than that, so I'm going to go with tipsy on this.
Tipsy
one.
Is correct. Let's have a listen.
You like that? Yeah, I got you just right. You got that right. I'm just pissing and fighting. That's going to give my propus.
Wow. Yeah. What a party with that guy.
Goodness.
All right, here we go. On to number three. Good. I watch a TV in the in the dessert. Turn the light off. Quit lying. Where's the movie?
Is that a tipsy or toddler?
I think you guys actually quoted my 3-year-old directly with that. I believe that's a toddler.
You would think, but no, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That was tipsy. Let's have a listen.
Good. I watched the TV in the desert. Light off. Where's the movie?
Wow.
Same brain waves as a 3-year-old, though. I think you're exactly right. My daughter would say the same thing. All right, you have two incorrect. You have one correct. You must get these next two correct in order to win. Good luck.
I'm crumbling under the pressure, you guys. I gotta come back here.
You're still in it. Zach's Window Cave. And I'm not Extendo Cave. And that okay. Goodbye. Go Nuff. Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Mario?
That's a good one. Let's go toddler.
Toddler.
I'm sorry, is incorrect. We'll have a listen here.
A lot of tipsy on
Jack's Window Cave. Not my Extendo Cave. In Tackle Cave. Goodbye, Canoof.
Dave, I feel like Mario has been an excellent contestant
so far.
Let's do one final one. What?
All right. So
if you can get this last one for
the victory, one final
because
one.
Because he agreed with us on the Sylvia situation that's going on here, which actually hashtag Sylvia situation.
New movie coming out 2019, Sylvia situation.
All right, Mahoney, you want to do this last one?
No,
for
you
us?
Can do it. It's number five.
All right, here we go. I've never seen a worn Plendinger in my entire life. I have a big lumpy do on the back of my head. Anime.
My God.
Inter.
I have no idea. Let's see here. That sounded like toddler. I'm going to keep going with toddler.
Oh.
It's not working, but I'm going to keep going.
Mario, I'm sorry. No.
Mario,
no.
Yeah. Oh, man. We're trying to stay in line, man.
Let's give it a listen.
I've never seen a Warhol singer in my entire life. I have a big lumpy do on the back of my head. But anyway.
And in May.
And May.
So not sorry, not anyway. Any May.
Any May.
All right, Mario. You got four wrong out of the five. We can't.
No, I can't expect anything good from that.
You're a great caller. Call back anytime.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Guys, have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The debate somehow rages on here in the studio. Sylvia refuses to admit that this guy is trying to get into her pants. 702 said the only time you can have a legit female friend as a dude is if they're friends with your wife first, not your girlfriend or fiance, a legally bound relationship, and the wife and the girl have to be friends first. That's true. Like, my wife has a ton of friends, and I've become great friends with a lot of her friends.
That's if they're single, though. I mean, like, you can be friends, like, in our group of friends, Dave. Yeah. You know, there's a lot, you know, everybody's a couple, and everybody's, like, significant others. Like, you become friends with somebody else's significant other. Like, that transcends that as well. But if we're talking single person, you can't. You just can't do it.
Well, I don't know. Like, if my wife had a friend that was single, because, like, she's had friends over the years that have been single.
Okay.
But I will say, like, as the guy, I feel closer to her friends when they're in a relationship of their own.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're sort of like, yeah.
It'd just be a little weird.
A little dicey. Another one here said, glad we don't know this poor guy's name. He was just officially friend-zoned on the radio. Another one said, boom. Just let it happen, Sylvia.
Guy said, I'll do you one better. I'm about to start planting seeds with a girl I've known for roughly 15 to 16 years. Haven't talked about that in a long time, too. So, again, guys will do the slow roll, man. That's what they do.
Of course they will.
That's what you do.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I don't know if it counts as a bloop, but Mahoney just tried to toss Sylvia a pen and she missed it.
That was a blooper.
Yeah.
No, my throw was spot on.
Yeah, perfect throw.
I mean,
okay, that's great.
It's just a spiral up. of pen throwing.
Hit the tip of my fingers is what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia's probably going to bloop that guy at lunch today, so that's...
It's not even today. I don't even know. And if he's listening, I don't know if he's going to even want to go.
Sure he will. Now the challenge has been upped.
I'm not like what those guys are
saying. Those guys are saying that
they're
I'm just trying to get laid. They don't know. We've known each other for years.
I'm a good guy. I would never do that.
Never.
Unless you want to right now. Yeah.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
The idea of there being a live tiger at prom because, you know, it can eat people.
That's
several animals were on display. Animals. And finally, Sylvia, what do you got for us?
All right, so I am not the healthiest eater in the planet, but...
In the planet?
You live in the core, and you don't live on the planet?
She's responsible for that.
In the universe. I am not the healthiest eater in the planet...
He's the Vladimir Putin of this radio show. He wants us to, you know, next thing you know, he's going to be organizing some sort of ice hockey event for him to score 20 goals in a single game. Organizing.
Sugar?
Yep. On the board for one. Nicely done. Mercury is a common liquid used in this weather calculation device. The Waldorf Astoria will assume full operation of the property when the property opens as the Waldorf Astoria Las Vegas. It will be the brand's first property in the market. It'll get a $50 million renovation.
Oh, wow.
The Waldorf Astoria Las Vegas. There has to be accountability, right? If you go flying off the road, you don't even know what you hit. There has to be accountability, right? If you rolled a car, a $300,000 car, you're leaving the scene because
you're hiding something.
No, you're not. Maybe I just don't want to deal with paying for an overpriced life flight.
I am not the healthiest eater in the planet.
And the best text we got about Sylvia, Dave?
Mm-hmm. God.
You know this guy manscapes every time they have lunch.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting a word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
rather confused neighbor trying to figure out what was going on in this situation. Mm-hmm. You see a couple of naked people running away from a burning house, and you're like, oh boy, are they in trouble? Then you realize, man, wait a minute. They may have set that house on fire themselves. Why are they naked?
What?
Why would you set the house on fire? So many questions.
They really believe that today was Judgment Day. I could do nothing more than turn my head because it was shocking as hell. I've seen a lot of wild, crazy things in my life, and bar none, they hit the top three list. They were good, honest people.
Top three? That's not even number one. You just saw two naked people running out of a house that they set on fire because they thought it was Armageddon and Judgment Day, and that's in your top three?
What can beat that?
Everybody, what else have you
what's
seen,
what's number
man?
One?
Everybody knows that Judgment Day was August 29th, 1997, according to Terminator 2. So a little bit past that day. A little bit. A little 21 years late.
Good news. CDC says it's safe to eat romaine lettuce again. So if you've been holding off or been worried about eating lettuce, CDC announced that the last of the E. coli tainted lettuce that sickened 172 people in 32 cities killed one. No longer available on grocery store shelves.
This is such good news, Dave. You can go out to lunch and eat a tossed salad without fear of getting sick now.
Sylvia?
What?
Sound good to you?
I mean, I like salads.
Bet you do. Deadpool 2 has dethroned Avengers Infinity War at the box office, and Deadpool 2 is getting really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. I'm excited to see it. I love the first one, and Ryan Reynolds, anything he's in, I'll see. Didn't you tell me that he's remaking Clue?
He is remaking Clue, too, which Clue is probably one of my favorite movies.
Based on the board game.
Yeah, one of my favorite movies from the 80s, like probably seen it 1,000 times. And normally I would say, I don't know if that movie needs to be really remade because it has Christopher Lloyd and Tim Curry and Martin Mull and just Madeline Kahn, such an amazing cast. But I think with Ryan Reynolds in a movie that's almost 40 years later could be amazing, because I think the stuff that he's a fan of, he does really well, and he's the one who basically got the Deadpool movie made, and is single-handedly responsible for all of the success. Yeah. I think because he is, much like Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man, he is Deadpool.
Yes.
So, and the fact that it made just an obscene amount of money this weekend, $125 million domestically, and $176 million internationally, bringing its total up to $300 million for 1 week as an R-rated movie, is unbelievable.
I didn't know the mood rings were still a thing, but I guess they are. On Friday, really? Deputies were called to an elementary school because there was a boy that accidentally lit his elementary school bathroom on fire because he was trying to change the color of his mood ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had mood rings. And like a mood necklace.
Was it always green because you got honey? Isn't that what that meant?
Is that what green is?
No, it was always black.
Oh, because you're dead inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, green meant you were horny.
Really?
That's what I was told, yeah.
How old were you when...
No, that's the green M&Ms, right? Isn't that...
Green M&Ms do not make you horny.
Well, that's
or
the...
do they?
Yeah, right?
Well...
So, I mean, they have like that sexy M&M, the green M&M.
Somebody just told me something over the weekend, which I don't... somebody just told me something over the weekend that's going to change, that kind of shook me. I don't know if this is true or not.
Shook.
I'm shook.
Oh,
so speaking about green M&Ms, going back to green Skittles and red Skittles and yellow Skittles, all the Skittles are all filled with the same filling.
I've heard that before.
It's the exact same filling.
Yeah. It's just the outer shell. It's different.
It smells different. It's not. It's not flavor different. It just smells. It's a different scent to it.
Well, but I mean, smell and taste are so closely linked.
No, I agree. But I still thought, like, I'm still kind of shook from that. I thought like they were kind of different on the inside, but they're not. They're all the same.
I have the official mood ring chart here.
Okay.
Black means stressed.
Okay.
Dark red means nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Orange means unsettled.
Yeah.
Green means active/horny. Doesn't say horny, just as active. Light blue is relaxed. Middle blue is lovable. Navy blue, romantic.
Hmm.
And pink is happy.
Yeah, I was always black.
You're stressed.
Yeah. And dead inside.
I was always active.
You gotta do some deep breathing exercises.
Oh, I gotta breathe.
Let that stress go, Sylvia.
Oh.
Take a couple minutes every night.
So J.J. Watt is arguably one of the best humans of all time.
I mean, yes. The fact that he went out there and started the GoFundMe for the hurricane victims in Houston when that was devastating their
how
the
many
city.
$100 million, like $300 million or something crazy like that.
Yeah. It was a stupid amount of money.
And now he has come out after what happened, the tragedy on Friday, with another high school shooting, and he said that he is going to pay for all the funerals of the victims from the tragedy. And it's not, you know, J.J. Watt is more famous than he'll ever need to be. It's not like he's trying to get the piece of the spotlight or something like that.
Yeah, or anything like
he's
that.
Just came out and said it's absolutely horrific and just wants to help out in any way that he can.
Good human, man.
Yeah, he's just really, really a good person.
You know, going above and beyond, and it's sad that he has to do that, too. You know, it's, again,
of course it is.
Just hate having to see that, but it's, you know, he is a good human, man. He is a good human.
Vegas Golden Knights headed to the Stanley Cup Finals. Congratulations to them. I really love this audio because Ian was down at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, and just to give you an idea of how excited that people got when the Vegas Golden Knights finally closed it out, because it was close, right? I mean, they could have tied the game up. It was 2-1. It was pretty, very, very tense third period.
We had a couple penalties in there that we killed nicely, but, you know, anytime that we're down, you know, a man on the ice, that's a scoring opportunity for the other team.
Well, Ian managed to record this audio, and it sounds like everyone is really excited, or they're all being eaten alive by a fire. You decide.
I still think it sounds like Hades.
We're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, or you're going to burn in eternal damnation.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Today's Know the Show is brought to us by Living Spaces. For an unbeatable selection of the latest styles at great values, visit livingspaces.com to shop online or find a store near you. Here's today's Know the Show question. Up for grabs, tickets for 311 and The Offspring.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Be honest. Are you going to shave your before this lunch?
I mean, I shave regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hair on my
Ha!
Oh, my God.
Okay. What is Sylvia going to shave before this lunch?
Oh, my God.
It is not that.
Oh, my God.
This is a family-friendly radio show. 702-791-1075.
What are we giving away?
The phone number. We have tickets for 311 and The Offspring on the Never Ending Summer Tour. It's coming to the downtown Las Vegas Event Center Saturday, July 28th. If you would like to go to that show for free, first one in with the correct answer at 702-791-1075, you are going to win the tickets. Careful. X107.5, good morning.
Morning.
What is the answer?
Her legs.
Her legs.
We also would have accepted her feet.
No, we would not have.
Yeah.
Yes, we would have.
Her feet is a very acceptable answer.
Hanging from my toes in an apple tree, using my feet as water skis. So many uses for my feet.
Oh, check out my feet.
Yeah.
Astronomical feet.
Humongous.
Get a load of my big feet. Big feet.
All right.
That'll do it.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.